With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman swimmers delivered standout performances this past weekend. Cayman Aquatics says Dominic Hilton competed at the U Sports Swimming Championship in Canada, where he broke the longstanding CIASA 400 IM record with a time of 4:24.42. Across the pond, Sierra Broadbelt raced at the Edinburgh International Meet in Scotland, setting a new national record in the 15 to 17 age group in the 200-meter backstroke with a time of 21.51. Congratulations to those swimmers indeed for representing us so well. A quick update now on potential affordable housing in East End.
The initiative involving the Cayman Islands government purchasing a large tract of residential development land in East End, filling services and subdividing the land and offering the individual parcels for sale to qualifying Caymanians is progressing well.
Planning Minister, the Honourable Jay Ebanks, told MPs in Parliament his staff is currently preparing the policy document, which is expected to be completed by Easter.
Once finalised, the policy will be submitted to Cabinet for review and approval, and then the government is also active exploring additional land and locations where similar initiatives may be implemented across the island.
Finally, the Cayman Islands Football Association will once again host a round of CONCACAF International Friendly Series later this month, welcoming men's national teams from the Bahamas, British Virgin Islands, and Anguilla to the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. The matches, scheduled for Thursday, March 26th and Sunday, March 29th, will see Cayman face the British Virgin Islands and the Bahamas as part of Group D of the regional friendly competition. Next, Cayman will take on British Virgin Islands at 7 p.m. on Thursday, March 26th, before closing out the series against the Bahamas at 7 p.m. on Sunday, March 29th. All matches will be played at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex in Georgetown. To learn more, you can tune in to this evening's sports broadcast. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. An Iranian petrochemical complex on the South Pars gas field has been hit, reportedly by Israeli airstrikes. Fire teams were dispatched to contain the blaze. South Pars is the world's largest natural gas field, shared by both Iran and Qatar. Iran has confirmed that its Minister of Intelligence, Esmail Khatib, has been killed in an Israeli strike. The Israeli military said Khatib had played a key role in the arrest and killing of thousands of anti-government protesters earlier this year. The Iranian women's football team has arrived back in Iran from the Asian Cup in Australia after five members withdrew asylum claims they had lodged there. Two players have opted to remain in Australia. Pakistan and Afghanistan are to pause military operations against each other ahead of Eid al-Fitr. Pakistan's information minister said the decision followed requests from the governments of Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Turkey. A Polish court has ruled a prominent Russian archaeologist can be extradited to Ukraine, where he's alleged to have carried out illegal excavations. He's accused of plundering the ancient Crimean city of Myrmikion. Colombia's defense minister has clarified that explosions in cocaine labs near the border with Ecuador killed 14 people in January. Pedro Sanchez said that Colombian and Ecuadorian authorities were conducting a joint investigation on whether sovereignty had been violated. Global music sales have for the first time surpassed $30 billion last year. Alongside streaming, growth was also reported in physical formats, including vinyl. And rhinos have returned to the Kadepo Valley National Park in Uganda more than 40 years after poachers wiped them out. A state-run Uganda Wildlife Authority is overseeing the relocation of two southern white rhinos. BBC News.